I've entitled the sermon this morning, The Greatest Way to Live and Die. And my text is, as our brother read to us earlier, from verse 21. Let me read to you verse 21 of Philippians 1. Paul says, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Ano ang kahulugan ng follower o tagasunod ni Kristo? I wonder how you might answer such a question this morning. Maaring sabihin mo na ang sagot mo ay nasa Biblia. Pero ang Biblia ay isang malaking aklat, parang isa library, dahil sa maraming paksa ang pwedeng mong mabasa at matutunan. Maraming doktrina at malawak ang iyong matututunan. Ang Biblia ay binubuo ng 66 books combined. Ito ay meron 40 different authors na isulat ba iba't ibang panahon in the time span of 1,600 years from Genesis right through to the end of Revelation. And so, in order to do good to the average seeker who asks a question like the one that we have begun our sermon asking, well, we want to be more specific, don't we, than to simply point them to the Bible, put a Bible in their hands and say, go and find out for yourself. We need to do more than that. Well, isa sa mga kahanga-hanga sa Biblia ay makikinabang ka kahit sa isang talata lamang. A small segment which encapsulates a great truth about God and about us. Sa isang talata ay nakapaloob na ang central message ng Christian faith. And so now, ating buksan ang ating Biblia at ito ang ating pansin sa Philippians 1:21. Get that in your gaze this morning. At tunghayan natin ang isang magandang summary ng Kristiyanong pananampalataya. This is what Christianity is all about. Here is the summary statement. The great answer to the great question that we have begun to ask, ano ang kahulugan ng tagasunod ni Kristo? Sa isang talatang ito ay mahuhukay agad natin ang isang pagiging alagad ni Jesus. 11 words lamang, subalit, it is meaty in substance, isn't it? It's a small verse with a great truth that malalim ang kahulugan nito. Ito ay ang Christian motto, to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. An old preacher named James Montgomery Boyce put it like this. He said, Philippians 1:21 cuts like a surgeon's scalpel to the heart of Christianity. But let me give you some context ng talatang ito. Si Apostle Pablo ang may akda ng sulat para sa iglesia ng Filipos habang nakukulong siya. Si Pablo ay inaresto, kinulong at nagaantay ng hatol mula sa Empero ng Roma na kung saan si Nero ang magpapasaya sa buhay o kamatayan niya. These are the two options that are before him. Dalawang options kung siya ba ay palalayain o papatawan ng parusang kamatayan sa pamamagitan ng bitay. Si Pablo ang pinagkalooban ng Roman citizenship. Subalit siya ay inaakuahang tagasimula ng kaguluhan, isang ringleader sa pagpapahayag ng iba hari at hindi si Caesar ang hari kundi si Christ. Jesus is the King. He is upon the throne. We've just come through the recent election and we've just prayed, have we not, of those who take the leads in our countries. And yet we must never forget the truth that the Apostle Paul has come to discover, that Jesus is King. Ito ang ikinaso kay Pablo. Ito ay isang mabigay na kaso dahil sa mata ng batas ng Romano. Ito ay katumbas ng state rebellion at ang parusa nito ay kamatayan. Ito ang dahilan kung bakit siya ay nasa death row. He's on his last legs. Sa gitna ng uncertainty sa buhay ni Pablo, siya'y convinced ng isang bagay patungkol sa layunin ng kanyang buhay at sa kanyang kamatayan. He knows who he has believed and he is persuaded that Jesus is for him and not against him. Ang kanyang buhay ay para sa Ebanghelyo ni Kristo. That is who he lives for. And narito ang isang malaking katunungan. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Pansinin natin ang mga salita, to live is Christ, but then on the other hand, to die is gain. I wonder if it could be so simple for your life and for my life this morning. Could this one day be inscribed upon your gravestone? Here lies a man or a woman who spent their life in service to Christ and now through death has gained Jesus Christ. Kagaya sa kalagayan ni Pablo, sa ating buhay, tayo ay nahaharap sa maraming uncertainties ng ating buhay. Ang pandemic, ang bagong presidente at administration, ang ekonomiya sa at ating buhay, at trabaho, etc. Ganon din kay Pablo. Marami ang mga unresolved, unsettled, at unknown sa kasalukuyang kalagayan. Ganon pa man, pinahayag niya ang kanyang personal na saluobin. To me. Notice that, para sa akin, to live is Christ. I don't care how everybody else is living and thinking and feeling. Para sa akin, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Alam nyo, ang pananampalataya ni Pablo ay hindi bunga ng pinaso o tinuro ng kanyang mga magulang gaya ng ilang sa inyo. For example, for myself, ako ay lumaki sa isang Christian family na ang aking ama ay isang pastor sa Grace Chapel in Folkestone. And then also si Pastor Joel ay pinalaki ng kanyang mga magulang sa Christian Church at doon namin nakilala si Jesus. Two very different upbringings, two very different experiences, two very different people, and yet coming to the same Savior. Iba ang naging paraan kay Pablo, di ba? Sa daan ng Damascus, habang plano niyang dakpin ang mga Kristiyano siya, ang dinakip ni Jesus. At ito ang naging simula ng kanyang pagiging alagad at tagasunod ni Jesus. Dati si Pablo ay hindi pa nabubuhay para kay Kristo, gaya rin dati sa ating buhay, na wala tayo pakialam, walang pag-ibig ng salita ng Diyos. Ganon dati si Pablo. Siya ay nabubuhay hindi sa kanyang sariling interest lamang, parang isang dead religion. There's no hope for him in and of himself. Nagbago ang lahat nang siya ay katagpuin ni Jesus sa Damascus Road. He came into contact with the risen conquering king, Jesus Christ, who he goes on to spend his life living for. Mula noon, nagbago na ang lahat sa buhay at pananaw ni Pablo. Everything's changed. Siya ay naging matapang ng tagapangaral at mensahero ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi siya mapipigilan sa gawain ito at ito ang naging dahilan ng kanyang pagkakukulong sa panahong ito habang nausulat ang aklat na ito. And mga kaibigan, ang bawat isa sa ating ay may kani-kaniyang karanasan kay Jesus. Meron tayong kani-kaniyang Damascus Road experience na dapat ay mauwi sa katulad ng na deklarasyon ng nakasulat sa Philippians 1:21. This is not just a bit of history for us to admire and to quote and to post, but it is a truth that we must come to believe in our hearts. To me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Bilang mga alagad at tagasunod ni Jesus, una sa lahat, bilang ating first sermon points. There's 2 points this morning, pero first sermon points, the Christian's purpose in life. The Christian's purpose in life, or ang layunin ng Kristiyano sa buhay, for to me, to live is Christ. As I've said, as we prayed, as it is upon each of our minds this morning, tapos na ang 2022 presidential election, galing sa ilang buwan ng kampanya, maraming pera, oras at panahon, maraming playing election jingles in the streets. In fact, I was just saying to a brother just the other day that my 3-year-old son began to sing the local jingle of one of the candidates to be the mayor. What a new life he's living now as he's singing these new songs. Well, it's finished now. We're glad about that. Maraming mga election posters nakasabit. Nagsalita na ang majority ng mga mamamayan sa pamamagitan ng pagboto last Monday. Kayo ay nahaharap na sa bagong stage ng Philippine history sa ayaw nyo at sa gusto bilang isa missionaryo forna sa inyong bansa. Isang bagay ang kumuha ng aking pansin. Ang mga kumandito sa inyong election ay may malalim na pagmamahal sa bansa at mga tao. May tunay na patriotic love, mayroong real sense of nationalism sa kanyang mga pananalita o political speeches as if sila ay handang ibigay ang buhay sa paglilingkod para sa bansa. But look at the words of this man, Paul. Sa paghahambing kay Pablo, siya ay may same commitment at buong pusong ng bigay ng kanyang buhay. Hindi sa economic development and growth. Hindi sa safety and security ng mamamayan. Mamamayan pala. Hindi para sa mga maraming iglesia ng na kanyang na simulan, kundi siya ay nabubuhay para kay Jesucristo. Wala siyang ibang pangarap, layunin kundi ang paglingkuran, ipagkaloob ang kanyang buhay kay Kristo. In fact, so much so that I think Paul would go even further than to simply say that Jesus is the most important person in my life. You might say, well, what's wrong with that, to say that Jesus is number one? Well, I think Paul would say, actually, that's not quite right. It's more than that. Jesus is your life. He's everything. Not just 1 out of 100, 1 out of 20, 1 out of 10. He's everything for the believer. Para kay Pablo, si Jesus ang simula, ang gitna, at katapusan, wala pumapagitan. Hindi ito parang Sunday Christian only. He doesn't just turn up one day in 7 for worship. But from Sunday to Saturday, Paul's life is taken up with Christ. He's got a one-track mind. You might like to think of it like that. It's all for Christ. Matapos ang kanyang saving conversion in Damascus on that road. Kung papaano ang earth umiikot sa araw ay ganon din ang buhay ni Pablo ay umiikot lamang kay Jesus. That's what we teach our children. We take them to school. They learn about the solar system, how the planets go around. Well, that is Paul's life in the same way. His life revolves around the sun, Jesus Christ himself. Sa araw at gabi ay ginugugol niya sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos, sa pag-mimisyon, sa pag-e-ebanghelyo, sa pananalangin. Every day, there he is. He's in the Word. He's in prayer. He's witnessing. He's living the Christian life. Si Kristo at ang kapakanan ni Jesu Kristo ang buong laman ng kanyang hihinga at pag-iisip. Ilang linggo na ang nakakaraan, ako ay nakapagbahagi ng gospel sa Payatas at Montalban. Marami sa mga nakukulong ang nagsabi sa akin, nais ko ng makabalik sa pamilya ko. You ask them, what do you want? That's what they would answer. Nakasulat sila sa kanilang pamilya. Nadadalaw sila paminsan-minsan, subalit mas ibig nilang makalaya at makauwi, makapiling ang pamilya. Ganito ang dapat ng na damdamin ng isang Kristiyano. That is how we must feel. Ang isang Kristiyano na nakaranas ng pagliligtas ni Jesus, hindi na siya masaya sa mga dating kasamahan na hindi nagbibigay papuri sa Diyos. Ang bagong damdamin ng isang Kristiyano ng naligtas na ay ang makasama at makapiling ang mga kapwa na niyang Kristiyano sa pagpupuri at pagsamba. Hindi sapat ang virtual or online participation only. It's just not the same. There is no substitute for the real thing. The gathering of God's people must be a priority for the believer. Now I know that some people have legitimate excuses as to why they cannot come even, say, this morning. Okay, we have a system at the moment of two groups coming in because of the size of the building. Pero some people, they have just used the pandemic as an excuse for neglecting the gathering with God's people. And Paul is essentially saying, by implication here, it should not be. That ought not to be the case for the Christian, but they should hunger and they should thirst to not only be in God's words, not only approaching God in prayer, but also gathering with God's people on God's day, in God's house. Nothing can substitute the blessing of these things. And Paul believed that. Now, he was a church man, wasn't he? As he planted so many churches, either directly or indirectly, apparently up to 20 churches, all across the known world. Paul believed in the need for local churches to physically gather together so that they too might fulfill this conviction. To live is Christ. You see, when Paul pens these words, it's not a throwaway phrase. He doesn't just say it because it sounds like the right thing to say to this church at Philippi who were perhaps wavering in their faith. No, he says it with his mouth, and then he shows it in his life. This is active, isn't it? It's evidence. It's so obvious to everybody around. Si Kristo ang purpose ni Pablo, and si Kristo ang ating purpose, goal sa ating buhay. Or at least he should he not? Ang tikpok ng ating mga puso si Jesus, ang lahat sa isang tunay na alagad. Ganito tinitingnan ni Pablo ang kanyang buhay. Alam niyo, ang bawat isa sa ating ay nabubuhay para sa isang tao o mga bagay. Whatever you might feel this morning, That is the reality. Walang masama sa mga hobbies at mga bagay na nagbibigay sa atin ng kasiyahan. Ito ay pinagkalaob ng Diyos sa atin. And we ought to thank Him for that. Subalit kung ikaw ay isang mananampalataya, isang tunay na follower ni Kristo, hindi mo siya pwedeng isang tabi sa inyong isip at puso kapag kinakailangan mong mamili. Ang punto ng aking nais iparating si Kristo ang dapat na pinakamahalagang relasyon sa iyo. Pangalawa lang dapat ang ibang relasyon gaya ng asawa, magulang, anak o pamilya. This is the ultimate. Sa katunayan, ang ganitong kaisipan ay laganap sa ating panahon. Eat, drink, tomorrow we die. And you might think, well, is that some new phrase that has just been coined in the 21st century? No, it's what they were saying way back when the floods came and Noah was there in the ark. Eat, drink, tomorrow we die. That's the philosophy from the beginning of the fall right till Jesus comes again. That's how people feel today. And not too long ago, nabasa ako sa isang archaeological excavation na nahukay sa mga ruins ng ancient Carthage in modern-day Tunisia, na nakasulat sa pader ng Romanong sundalo. He said this: to live is to hunt, to bathe, and to party. In Tagalog, ang mabuhay ay, this is not a quote, by the way, that you should be using for your life, I should just mention, it's something that he found here. Ang mabuhay ay mag-abang, maligo, at magpakilagay. And naisip ako when I heard this historical record. Ganito rin ang parehas na philosophy ng ating panahon natin, di ba? Ang ganitong konsepto ay laganap sa mainstream media, social media, sa mga billboards at advertisement. This is what it's promoting, isn't it? This kind of worldly philosophy, this kind of materialistic way of living. Our society today, they might think of themselves as being so progressive and so forward-thinking and so enlightened. And yet our world is filled with the same rubbish that was present in Paul's day. But I wonder how you might finish the sentence in the first half of verse 21. Have a look again at verse 21. How would you finish it? If you were to be totally honest with yourself this morning. Kung ikaw ay magiging totoo sa inyong sarili at mag-fill in the blanks ka. Sa to me, to live is... Ano ang iyong salitang idudugtong? Tama ba yan? Dudugtong. Thank you. How would you fill in the blanks? Kung mag-survey ka dito sa streets of Kalaokan, ang karamihan sa mga taong magdudugtong sa blank ay to live is to eat, to be famous. I know you Filipinos, you like eating, don't you? It's good. That's why we feel so at home amongst you. Oh, we love to eat good food. There's unlimited rice at Manginasawa. That's my favorite. I enjoy that. But that's how many people choose to live, not just on one trip, but every day. Oh, to live is to eat well. It's to be famous, to become some amazing artista in the Philippines or abroad. Some people say, oh, to live is to be powerful, to achieve the kind of power that has just been given to your new president. That's what they want. O kaya to live is makaraon ng maraming pera. Makapunta sa iba't ibang lugar, makaraon ng bahay at kotse, or to shop till you drop. That's how people live today.
para kay Apostle Pablo.
What's he saying? Isang simpleng sagot sa to live is hindi ang anong mga bagay meron dito sa mundo. Sa katunayan, nakakulong siya dahil sa paniniwala niyang kay Kristo lang siya dapat mabuhay. Hindi ang kayamanan, hindi ang fame, hindi ang success o ang makamit mo ang lahat ng mga bagay dito sa mundo. Paalala sa atin, Mark 8:36. You know this verse, I'm sure. For what shall it profit a man, or a woman, or a child, if he shall gain the whole world, and yet forfeit his soul? Isang famous at magaling na cricket player sa England, si C.T. Studd, sa gitna ng kanyang matagumpay na playing career, siya ay tinawag ng Diyos na maging isang missionary. Hindi nagdalawang isip at ginive up niya ang pera, ang laro, ang kanyang career at umukit sa kasaysayan ang kanyang sinabi. This is a famous quote, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Ang talatang ito ay aking ginawang daily reminder sa akin. Printed out ko at nakalagay sa aking bookcase para araw-araw ako'y paalahanan ng verse ni Pablo. To me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. This life will soon be passed, and it's only what's done for Christ that will last. But I want us to rush to our second point. Our second and final point from this great text. Ikalawa ating i-consider the Christian's prospect in death. The Christian's prospect in death. We've seen their purpose, now their prospect. O ang pag-asa ng Kristiyano sa kamatayan, to die is gain. Kapansin-pansin ang confidence ni Pablo na kahit sa kamatayan ay para Kristo pa rin. Narinig ko sa isang news report sa government statistic, actually through Pastor Joe, that kada isang minuto ang namamatay na tao sa Pilipinas. So when did we start the service? 10:30. It's been 1 hour. Who's good at maths? 30 people. 30 people have passed from time into eternity. Ang bawat taon ng ating pagdiriwang ng ating kaarawan ay siya naman ang unti-unting paglapit natin sa ating kamatayan. We've talked about some birthdays coming up. Well, the reality is that all of those are going to have a death day. Walang sinumang ang makakapigil ng kamatayan. Ito ay tiyak na darating sa atin. It's the inevitable fact of life that we will die. Hebrews 9:27, look at this for evidence. Minsan lang itinakda ang kamatayan at pagkatapos nito ay paghuhukom. May buhay sa kabilang buhay. Sa kabilang buhay. Makikita mo na someday ikaw at ako ay haharap sa ating manlilika at Diyos upang magbigay sulit kung papaano tayo namuhay. Kung namuhay tayong may pakilala kay Jesus o wala. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's the reality that is coming to all of us. Kung patuloy kang namumuhay sa kasalanan, patuloy ang iyong pagtanggi at patuloy mong iayaw kilalanin si Jesus Kristo bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Ikaw at tiyak na daranas ng kanyang hatol
at kaparausan, kaparusahan sa impyerno.
And we don't like to think of it, but that is what will come to those who reject Jesus Christ. They will spend an eternity in hell.
Ikaw ay nakahiwalay kay Jesus Kristo at huli na ang iyong pagsisisi. Sa katunayan, wala nang magagawa ang iyong pagsisisi.
And so, what does it mean? Let's go back to the question. What does it mean to be a follower of Christ?
Well, ito ay ang pagharap sa kamatayan na hindi ka natatakot.
You're not worried. We may not look forward to the painful process of dying. I think it would be a very strange thing if Christians were wishing death upon themselves in such a way. It's not a pleasant thing to think about. And yet, if we are a Christian, that we can say along with one old preacher, well, all that death can do to the believer is to deliver them to Jesus. All that death can do to the believer is to deliver them to Jesus.
Bilang na ang mga huling araw ni Apostle Pablo, alam niya na isang araw ay susundin siya ng Romano sundalo upang bitayin.
And yet as he writes these words to the church at Philippi, as he writes to encourage them, he's saying in the midst of what looks like utter defeat, I can't lose. If I live, I win. If I die, I win. It's a win-win situation, isn't it? If you've got Paul on trial and you want to destroy him, well, if you let him live, you lose because he lives for Christ. And if you kill him, well, you lose because his death is gain. What can you do with a man like this? How can you stop him? You see, what we have here is something that only a true believer in Christ can know. This is something that only a Christian can experience and say with assurance.
Isang Puritan pastor, John Rogers, ay isa sa mga maraming inusig at pinapatay ni Queen Mary, also known by her nickname Bloody Mary. Maybe you've heard of her. At habang siya ay dinadala sa plaza upang isagawa ang execution ng kanyang kamatayan, isang sa mga audience ay ang French ambassador na nagulat dahil ang inaasahan niyang makita kay John Rogers ay takot at malungkot dahil siya ay haharap sa kamatayan.
And yet, subalit laking gulat niya na taas noo at nakangiti at maaliwalas ang kanyang muka patungo sa kanyang kamatayan. In fact, it was actually noted by a historian of that time that it looked as though John Rogers was en route to his wedding day rather than to his execution.
Mga kaibigan, ang kamatayan ay isang totoong kakanapan. Ito ay darating sa ating lahat at kung ikaw ay may walang kasigurahan sa iyong buhay at takot sa kamatayan, gaya ng mga kaibigan mo at kakilala na namatay na sa panahon ng pandemya, hindi mo kailangan matakot sa lilim ng kamatayan kung ikaw ay may totoong pagkakilala kay Jesus. Pero ang tungkulin ng iglesia ay ihanda ang mga mananampalataya at huwag magamba, magpanik dahil sa usapin ng kamatayan.
Or at least I hope that we as a Church of Christ have not been doing such a thing over these past 2 years.
Kung ikaw ay mamamatay na may tamang relasyon at ugnayan kay Jesus, ang ating pananaw bilang isang Kristiyano ay pakinabang ang kamatayan dahil ito ang paraan ng ating Diyos at manunubos upang itawid tayo sa kabilang dako. You see, never be tricked into viewing heaven as some kind of fairy tale, some kind of Disney-like world of cherubs sitting around on cotton clouds with halos above their heads, stroking these harps and singing these monotonous songs. What a boring existence that would be if heaven was like the way that the movies depict it. What a monotonous existence for all eternity, if that were the truth. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 begs to differ. It gives us a very different picture of heaven. It says this: eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. It's beyond your wildest imagination. Si Pablo ay nakutuan, nakafocus ang kanyang isip at buong pagkatao hindi lamang sa dako ng na kanyang pupuntahan na lugar na puno ng ginto at hiyas na bato ang kanyang mga lalakaran, kundi higit sa lahat siya ay maglalakad papalapit kay Jesus na kanyang manunubos. One Bible commentator, I think he may have been, I might be wrong here, one of the first, or the first, to ever translate or to give a commentary of the entire Bible, William Hendrickson. He rightly observed this when he said, "Death is gain for Paul because it brings more of Christ to Paul and more of Paul to Christ." Ang tanong, ikaw ba ay may katiyakan na ikaw ay mamamayan sa langit? Ikaw ba ay tunay na alagad or disciple or follower ni Jesus? Masasabi mo rin ba ang nasabi ni Pablo, ang mabuhay ay kay Kristo at ang mamatay ay pakinabang? To live is Christ, to die is gain. Gumawa ka ang isang mataimtim na pagsusuri, reflection ng iyong buhay. Si Jesus ba ay sumasa inyo at ikaw ay na kay Jesus? Turuan natin ang ating sarili na harapin ang usapin ng kamatayan na ito ay isang pakinabang.
Some of us today, I know, particularly over the course of this past week, here was Pastor Joel preaching to us powerfully from the Word last Sunday. He comes home to discover the news of his mother's passing. Time into eternity, now in glory, rejoicing forevermore. What a loss that is for this beloved family. What a loss for us as a church as we grieve alongside him. And yet,
mga kaibigan, kapag ang isang mananampalataya ay namatay, ito ay tunay na nagbibigay kalungkutan, subalit sa kabilang banda, ito ay isang pakinabang. Dahil ito ang paraan ng Diyos upang makapiling ng mga mananampalataya makasama ang ating tagapagligtas na si Jesus.
In fact, the very man who wrote the words that are in the Bibles that are on your laps this morning, he's there today. He's with your mother. He's there for all eternity. He's rejoicing with his Savior. As some people write on a gravestone, R.I.P., rest in peace. For the Christian, we might put R.I.P., rejoicing in paradise. And that is the reality for Paul. He's there today. The things that he looked at from a temporal perspective while he was here upon earth, while he was suffering in prison for a crime that he didn't commit, he's looking to the glory that is in store for him. His mind and his heart is focused upon being with Jesus Christ. The one who was a great ambassador for Christ in life has now through death gained Christ. He's standing in the eternal presence of his Savior. Hallelujah.
sa aking pagtatapos, nais kong ibahagi sa inyo ang isang sulat ng isang Kristiyano sa kanyang mga kapitiran sa iglesia. And I hope that this might be a challenge to those of you who are not yet followers of Christ. Maybe you're sitting there this morning and you say, all of these things that are said of Paul could not be said of me. You're not a believer, you're not a follower, you're not a disciple of Christ. Well, I hope this will be a challenge to you. And for those of you who are truly followers of Jesus, well, I hope that this letter might be a comfort to your hearts. The pastor wrote this to his church. My wife of 38 years is leaving me. I suspected it for some time, but yesterday I got the word she's moving on. She's leaving me and everything that we've built behind, and there's no going back. Now, she couldn't bear to tell me herself, and so the oncologist did it for her. She has less than 2 weeks to live. She was first diagnosed with cancer 16 years ago, and so this has been a long time coming. The doctors said that she was in remission, and we lived our lives knowing all along that it was there in the background. But the day finally came when it broke out of the cage. He goes on to say, it's a terrible thing to watch a battle to the death, but that is what this is. And now we only have a few days left together. My wife believes in God with all her heart. But her lifelong focus has been on the next life. The promised paradise called heaven, it has been calling her since childhood. And so now she's like a hot air balloon, fully inflated, tugging at the mooring lines, yearning to soar into the heavens. And when those mooring lines are being loosened one at a time, and the last one is released, she'll rise into the arms of her Heavenly Father. Her faith allows her to face the specter of death with utter serenity. She's not grieved. She's not frustrated. Indeed, why would she be? She's going home. Friends, that is what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We've asked the question, ano ang kahulugan ng takasunod ni Kristo? Well, it is the man or the woman who can say with absolute conviction, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Ang layunin sa buhay, at ang pag-asa sa kamatayan. Amen. Let's pray. Merciful and gracious God, we come before your throne of grace, convicted by the words that we have heard this morning. Perhaps because we realize that that is not our life. We're not living for Christ because we have not been saved by Christ. But also those of us who are believers feel convicted because we just can't measure up to a man like this, who had such a purpose in life and who had such a prospect in death. And so we pray that you would change each and every one of us this morning. Would you give us truly the assurance to say such words? Would you give us the assurance of glory that awaits those of us who believe in Jesus? And Lord God, would you bring all the glory, not to us, but to Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.